CD 1. Track 32.
We went into the staff room of a comprehensive school in Bristol and asked some teachers this question. What annoys you about your job? Here's what they said.
1.
Just one word. Whatever. I hate it when my students answer questions with whatever. It means, I don't care, or I've got no opinion. It's so passive. Do you believe in the death penalty? Whatever. Do you want the test on Tuesday or Thursday? Whatever. How about a lesson on women's rights for March the 8th? Whatever. Ugh.
2.
I enjoy teaching. I like most of my pupils a lot. They're not always as hard-working and conscientious about their written work as they should be, but they're imaginative and really participate in the classes. The only thing that annoys me about my job is the administration. You know, all the paperwork I have to do.
3.
Cheating. They cheat in exams and in the homework we set them. Of course, not everyone does it, but it really annoys me. If I could teach my pupils just one thing, it would be that studying hard and revising for exams is good and cheating is bad.
4.
There isn't much that annoys me about my job. Well, correcting the homework can be hard work, and taking the register is a waste of time. And sometimes with my favourite classes, the bell goes too soon. You know, just when we're starting something interesting. But really, I'm lucky. My students are talented, active, and motivated.
5.
A lot of kids have no respect. They don't respect teachers or their classmates or school property. They steal the chalk, the board markers and library books. They write graffiti on the desks and lockers. They destroy textbooks. They fight in the playground. They miss lessons and turn up late. Well, shall I go on?
6.
My pupils are fine, but some parents are really difficult. They won't accept that their children aren't perfect. For example, one boy kept playing truant, and his dad said it was my fault for not making the lessons more interesting. And there's a mother who always does her daughter's project work, even when I ask her not to.